my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
It is 3 p.m. on April 28th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 16 of The Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, update on the cancellation of SFU football, and breaking news on the Surrey police transition. First up is Les Lunatiques Orange Flottante with Jay Vomi. That was Jay for Me from Les Lunatics' Orange Flottante. Next up is Kill MIDI's Functional Mediation. Here is Functional Mediation, the Accountant Adjustment. I'd like to discuss the SAFE Athletics at this time. Four events took place on April 24th. As both golf teams and softball were in action. Both golf teams started in the 2023 GNAC Golf Championships at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. SFU finished day one as second in the 2023 GNAC Men's Golf Championships with 17 over par, 585 strokes, only 2 strokes behind Western Washington. 2 Red Leafs finished day one among top five as Ryan Hawkins fired even par 142 strokes, only behind Jordan Lee of Western Washington with 140 strokes. Hawkins' teammate, Aiden Goodfellow, fired 3 over par 145 strokes, a two-way tie for fourth. SFU finished day one of the 2023 GNAC Women's Golf Championships as first, with 22 over par, 306 strokes. 3 Red Leafs in day one were among the top five, led by Natasha Kozlowski, who fired 4 over par, 75 strokes, only behind Ashley Bruland of St. Martin's with 71 strokes. Kozlowski's teammates Izzy Ferguson and Mira Minhas fired 5 over par 76 strokes as the two finished in a four-way tie for third. Meanwhile, softball played a doubleheader against Central Washington. The Red Leafs fell to the visiting Wildcats 11-6 and 10-4 at Burnaby's Beattie Field. Both golf teams and softball resumed action on April 25th. The Red Leafs were victorious in the 2023 GNAC Men's Golf Championships at... Actually... Both Red Leafs golf teams were victorious in the 2023 GNAC Golf Championships at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. In the 2023 GNAC Men's Golf Championships, SFU finished day two with 5 over par, 289 strokes, for a total of 22 over par, 874 strokes, which tied them with Western Washington to force a two-hole playoff, where the Red Leafs triumphed over the Vikings. SFU was led by Ryan Hawkins, who fired 3 over par, 216 strokes for over 3 rounds per second, only behind Jordan Lee of Western Washington with 207 strokes. Hawkins' teammate Aiden Goodfellow fired 4 over par, 217 strokes over 3 rounds for a tie with Cody Oaks of Western Washington. With their victory in the 2023 GNAC Men's Golf Championships, the SFU men's golf team automatically qualified for the NCAA Championships West and South Central Regional, which will take place in California next month. In the 2023 GNAC Women's Golf Championships, SFU finished day two with 19 over par, 303 strokes, for a total of 41 over par, 609 strokes over 2 rounds to earn the team crown. 3 Red Leafs golfers finished within top five, led by Mira Minhas with 9 over par, 151 strokes over 2 rounds for third. Minhas' teammates Izzy Ferguson and Natasha Kozlowski were 1 stroke behind as they fired 10 over par, 152 strokes each, a tie for fourth. With their victory in the 2023 GNAC Women's Golf Championships, the SFU women's golf team automatically qualified for the NCAA West Championships, which will happen in Texas next month. Meanwhile, softball played a doubleheader against Central Washington. The Red Leafs edged the Wildcats 4-3 in Game 1, but suffered a 10-1 drubbing in Game 2 at Burnaby's Beattie Field. On April 26, softball's Megan Duclos earned her 3rd consecutive GNAC All-Academic Team. Duclos, an engineering sciences major, holds a 3.54 cumulative GPA on a 4.33 scale, on top of a record-setting year on the softball field. A left-handed batter who throws right-handed, Megan Duclos has stolen 38 bases, the most in GNAC history, a .400 batting average for 2nd, and 41 runs scored for most in GNAC.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Here are the current standings and here are the current standings of softball in the Great Northwest. Here are the current standings in softball in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene, first 18-3 conference, 30-15 overall. Northwest Nazarene clinched GNAC championships berth along with regular season championship. St. Martin's second 12-8 conference, 25-15 overall. Western Washington, which clinched a GNAC championship berth, third at 13-11, 24-21 overall. Western Oregon, fourth 11-10 conference, 22-25 overall. Central Washington, fifth 8-12 conference, 20-24 overall. Montana State Billings also has an 8-12 conference record, but they are 6 as they're 16-26 overall. Simon Fraser is last as 3-17 conference with a 9-34 overall record.
Computers, tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Welcome back. The third act is Joop Joop's Midnight Waits for No One, the Tuna's secondhand star.
Thank you.
The fourth act is Jay Tex's self-titled album with Reprise. Welcome to the second half of episode 16 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, an interview with an SFU and a CJSF alumni on the cancellation of SFU football, and breaking news on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?